A seed. A little part of a tree. A little thing that no one notices. A seed. A little piece of wood that contains thousands of pages of information. Time will pass. This piece of wood will begin to use sunlight and the water and minerals in the earth. In time, it will grow millions of times its size. And it will become one of the greatest miracles for people to see. It will become a tree. Some plants resort to a very interesting method to attract insects. They offer them perfume. One species of orchid that grows in South America produces a special perfume in its leaves. The customers for this perfume are male bees, who use this perfume to attract females. Throughout the centuries, people have been using perfumes and essences to smell good. For bees, as well as human beings, it is important to smell good. But the orchid does not give away its perfume for nothing. It has a wonderfully designed and harmless trap for the bees. Thanks to this trap, it can load its pollen onto them. There is a very slippery floor at the entrance to the place where the perfume is. It is very difficult for the male bee to land there. Of course, there is a reason for the slippery floor. Now, watch carefully. The bee falls into the trap. As he struggles to escape, he comes into contact with the yellow pollen, and the pollen sticks to the bee's body. The wonderful trap has worked. Another species of orchid uses another method to load its pollen. A booby trap. There is a very sweet-smelling nectar here to attract bees. That extension you see is the orchid's booby trap. This bee you see is not big enough to set the trap mechanism into motion. But this one is. The bee comes into contact with the trap's trigger mechanism, and in a split second, pollen sticks to the bee. The design of the cypress orchid is another wonder of creation. The designs you see on the screen are a one-to-one model of a female bee. These are blue, wing-shaped designs. There are hair-like projections on the body. In the sunlight, the wings of a female bee take on a blue color. And just like the orchid, its body is covered with hairs. The orchid imitates the female bee perfectly. Yet this is not the whole miracle. The female bee excretes a special chemical substance to attract the male bee. It is amazing that the orchid produces the same chemical substance to attract the male bee. So, the pollen sticks to it. The male bee takes this pollen with it when it goes to another orchid, and the other orchid is fertilized by the pollen. Here we see another miracle of creation. An orchid is a plant. It has no eyes to see the outside world and no brain to interpret what it sees. The fact that a plant can imitate a living thing it has never seen and can never know, from its wings to its hairs and from its color to its smell, is proof that God created both the plant and the bee. The South African female wasp has no wings. She spends a large amount of her time under the ground. When it comes time to mate, the female bee comes to the surface and climbs up a plant. There she secretes a special odor to attract male wasps and waits for them to arrive. And usually she does not have to wait long. The male wasp flies to her, picks her up, and they fly away together. The reproductive system of the hammer orchid that grows in South Africa is another miracle of creation, and it has a wonderful engineering design. The flower part of the orchid resembles a wingless female wasp. The flower produces a copy of the perfume produced by the female wasp. The male wasp thinks that this miniature model is a female wasp and tries to fly away with it. But of course, he can't. So, what's the use of this to the orchid? The answer lies hidden in the orchid's ingenious design. The purple area on the left is a model of the female wasp. In the little sac on the right, there is sticky pollen. This compartment, which includes the model of the female wasp, is attached to the plant by a small but strong joint. When stimulated, this joint allows the female wasp model to move towards the pollen sac. When the bee attempts to pick up the female and fly away, he comes into contact with the pollen sac because of this mechanical design. There, the pollen is stuck to the bee,